Next item on the agenda is request for public hearing for the 2011-2012 public oyster season. Dr. Wesson.
Good afternoon. For the new members, I'm Jim Wesson. I'm the department head for conservation replenishment, which is mostly oyster management. Normally, we ask for public hearings for setting the seasons for the public oyster season in September. But over the past several years, the waterman requested that we do it earlier, so that they can do whatever preparation they need to get ready for the season. So we are asking for public hearings for August. The problem with asking for public hearings in August is that there's less information for us because we don't know about spat set, because it's usually just in September that we start seeing a little bit that we can kind of give you an estimate on how good reproduction was. We don't really know about how bad the diseases are until September, because it usually takes them all summer to get going good. So it's a little bit less information, but this year it's not as big of a problem because we've been at least alerting you that for the past couple of years that we've had some very good years. And if you look at this graph, I mean, some of the management decisions we've been doing, you look at the big table that shows that historically that we're coming off the bottom a little bit. But more importantly, if you look at the blown-up version, you know, we've definitely raised ourselves up to much more consistently higher levels of harvest through the management schemes that we're doing. The last year will be the biggest harvest that we've had since like 1988. And all the results aren't in for that yet, so it'll probably be even a little bit higher than we think, probably somewhere around 200,000 bushels. And we haven't seen 200,000 bushels for a long time. So some of the things that we're doing seem to be working, but what we're facing in 2011 that we warned about is we were working off the past several years a really good spat set in 2005 and 6. For 2007 and 9, we didn't get a very good spat set baywide. We got a real good one in 2010, but we'll probably have lower amounts somewhat. It won't be horribly lower, but it'll be lower for this coming season than we've had for last year. Now, the flip side of that is that this has been a very wet year, and we may see that mortality has gone down from disease, and they might kind of balance themselves, and we actually have an okay season. But those are things we'll be watching for, but it's really too early for us to judge what those impacts will be. But the best prognosis we have right now, there's going to be a little bit less this year than there was in the past two or three. We're going to be proposing some different scenarios for the seasons, as well as we want to advertise for last year, because we knew we were going into a good season. We raised the per bushel amount per man per licensee from 8 to 10 per day. We'll probably be at least advertising to go back to 8 and see what the public comments on that, since we're expecting a little bit lower harvest. But just in general, to give you background, every year is different. Every year has challenges for oysters. This year, last year we were dealing with BP, oil spill in the Gulf, which lowered the harvest down there, which we knew would put pressure on oysters up here. This year, we have floods in the Mississippi, down the Mississippi, that are killing oysters. Right now, the state of Mississippi is saying they probably won't have a season. We don't really know what Louisiana and Texas are going to do, but chances are that there's going to be less oysters from down there for the shucking houses, so that'll put pressure on our production for doing more. And it doesn't get hadn't been followed very well, but those same floods that happened for the Mississippi drainage, those storms went north of Virginia and went through New York and Pennsylvania, and they had an extremely high rainfall this past spring. So our bay has had a lower salinity this year, lowest that we've seen since the mid-80s. And what that could cause for us, it could cause lower spat sets, because usually the lower the salinity, the lower spat sets. and it could cause us less mortality. So we have, actually, the orchards that we have don't die in as great of proportions as they normally would. And we did a little quick survey, and it's in your packet, and I'll probably talk about that a little bit next time. But that kind of bears out what we're seeing is we didn't see many boxes. It looks really good right now, the market orchards that we have, and we didn't see any spat set. So now, last year, we staff had recommended a staggered seasons, and that's because that's what we had usually in the past, and that's so that there are things for watermen to do in the fall. There's not as much for them to do in the middle of the winter. So staff has always tried to stagger the seasons because we know the seasons are limited in size. The different areas have different months because either the stock that's in that area or the gear that we use in that area, whichever one determines how fast we think the harvest will be taken up. But when we came to the Shellfish Management Committee last year, they wanted to see a year where we lined up all the seasons October 1st, everything opens together, and everything goes out at the same time, which made relatively early an early end to the orcharding in a lot of areas in the Bay. And a lot of people didn't come to the public hearings, and they were surprised in December when the orchard seasons were ready to go out, and so they came back to the commission, you know, wanting to have extended seasons. And we extended a couple areas, but a lot of the areas just people had to go home. And there's not that much for them to do at those times of the year, so it kind of concentrates people, making them going down to the few areas that are open. So this is how the seasons would look if we would be recommending if they all start together. And then we have a couple of versions that we're going to discuss with the Shellfish Committee on staggering the season so that there'll be something open basically from October 1st until the end of March. Don't really know which one they'll choose, but a lot of watermen have talked to us about that they would like to go back to the staggered season. Now, last year, I mean, this is the big worry that we had. We continue to follow those yellow lines are while our harvest has gone up and stabilized, the yellow there are the hand scrapes, which are relatively efficient gear types, and those numbers, the number of people doing that continues to rise, and it's concerned. And you know, we've suggested to the committee that we should consider limiting that amount, but so far we've not had any real interest in that. But it's all those people that want to work in these very concentrated areas that end up giving us the shorter seasons because it's just these areas can't take that much harvest. Last year, the commission kind of talked to us about doing VIMS and VMRC to follow some of these areas in that we had these seasons to see what they look like before the season, during the season, and after the season. And it kind of gives us some interesting information. The green on the top are the market orchards, and that's what that's how many orchards there are per meter in these areas. And we did four different areas, and the markets kind of did like we thought they would do. The surprising thing is the decline that we saw in all the areas of the small orchards, and especially the spat. And that's those are pretty significant drops in these smaller orchards that really shouldn't be going out during the harvest. Now, some of the small orchards could be going out due to illegal harvest, taking small orchards when you're harvesting, and there was some indication that was going on in some areas. And some spat we know get damaged by the harvest. But what's important is this sample that we took was at about 2 months into the season, which is where we kind of were the most comfortable with the season being. The lower ends in all these areas were when we added an extra month and kind of negotiating at the commission with a longer season. And that's probably where you're pushing a little bit too far. You're causing them to work on these areas longer than they should, so that you always have the temptation when you're not catching your limit to, you know, take a few small oysters to make it, as well as you're just dragging the dredges around and killing oysters on the shelves in the process. And so when you look at those seasons, some of them seem to be very, very short, just having these two-month windows, but that's really all that they can stand with the kind of gear that we use. And you basically get the cream of the crop off of the markets. If you go any longer, you end up doing damage to what they're going to have for the following years. Now, the one that you hear the most about is the Rappahannock, where we're doing the rotation. It seems to be doing really good. We've stabilized the harvest in the Rappahannock River. This year, the two areas that will be open are areas 1 and 2. This is the bridge right here in the Rappahannock. Normally, we have one area above, one area below, but last year, we opened this area for a second time after just 2 years rather than three, because we had such a large population in that area that we didn't want to see die from disease. And so we kind of have to double up this year and have two areas open in the lower area. And they do have nice-looking quantities of oysters for the seasons that we have open there. One issue that's arising that we're going to have to talk to the Shellfish and Management Committee with, that we saw this past spring, was Maryland does not have any shell dredging anymore, so they don't plant shells for the public. They don't have their shell replenishment program. Used to be how they would get the seed for the public orchard grounds. But they do have money. They don't have anything to do with the money there. And so what they have decided to do is to go to the county associations and let them offer them some money, and they can find replenishment activities however they want to. They would hope that they would use spat on shell and you know, do more innovative methods to do seed. But what they have, most of these committees have decided to do is just come to Virginia. They would like to come to Virginia and buy our James River seed and take it back to Maryland. And we saw this beginning this past March, and we had buy boats and trucks coming to Virginia to buy our seed orchards. And we were concerned about it then, but we decided to close the season on April 30th, and it kind of nipped it in the bud before they had done too many bushels out of there, maybe 10 to 15,000 bushels. But they do have, from what I can understand, enough money to buy about 100,000 bushels of seed. And this is the standing stock that we have in the James, and we've been really good at managing our stocks in the James over the past number of years of keeping them stable, allowing them to be harvested there for Virginians. We use some seed, we use some markets. But 100,000 bushels of extra seed would probably be a lot from these best areas that we have in the river, because the watermen don't go to the worst areas. They don't uniformly spread out to all over the river. They go to the highest number of count of oysters they can get for the seed, and they take from those. And those are also the areas that have the best spawning efficiency for us. And we depend on this James River seed area, which is far up the river, to provide the spawn for the lower areas that we harvest. So right now I'm trying to find out from Maryland if this is real. They do have laws on the books that say there that they can't bring orchards into the state if they have disease. But they seem to not be following those laws, because these orchards do have disease, and if you moved them in the fall, they would be very heavy with disease. And I'm trying to get a clarification on whether they do see this happening, and or whether they will enforce their law and not allow the seed to come in. And if they do decide to allow the seed to come in, we will probably have to deal somehow with some regulation that is at a quota, or not have seed harvest at the beginning of the season so it doesn't happen again until the spring, which gives them more time to figure out something to do with their own money. But it's definitely a problem that's arising that we've never had to deal with before. So we'll be, we'll be advertising. What we're requesting is that for August, to have a public hearing on this, on season lengths, season times, and lowering the catch per man from 10 back to 8.
Questions of Dr. Wesson? Mr. Tankard?
The James River standing stock and seed harvest of those for the Maryland, state of Maryland, are we going to advertise that as well?
We'll do a wait-and-see approach? Wait-and-see approach?
Yeah, we have, since we're doing this early, I got an extra month to try to figure this out and what we can do. And, you know, we can, if we need to come back in September and add a quota or adjust just that one season for markets only, then we have time to do that.
That would probably come under the emergency regulation provision, too.
We wouldn't have to emergency because we have time to advertise in August. I mean, I'll know in August what to advertise for.
Okay.
And also for my own edification, the selling seed from state bottom, is that something you say it's new to you? I mean, is it something we've done in the past? I mean, it seems as though we're sort of cutting off our nose to...
Well, and that's what a lot of the industry thinks. I mean, that it's not a good idea because they see what's going on in the Gulf of Mexico right now. They know that fresh water down there is going to inhibit spat set in the Gulf of Mexico for this year, so they are not going to see any orchards out of the Gulf of Mexico for at least 2 more years. And so there's interest in the state in actually moving some of them seed themselves within the state. And they've been doing that right along at a reasonable level. I mean, normally our seed harvest is 30 or 40,000 bushels a year, but this would be 140,000, which is significantly more than what we've seen.
And this is, so follow up, this is something new.
This is new. We've not had people come. I mean, historically, some old code sections that they actually prohibited it at one time. And I'd like to get the Attorney General to at least give us some advice on whether that still is in effect. So,
was it a felony back then? It was a very serious offense.
It was in the Acts of Assembly that you could not do it. So, and still you cannot, as a resident, cannot come and harvest. They've got to come and get water from Virginia to harvest for them. They can bring their bi-boats here, and that's what they were doing. They bring the bi-boat down, and the waterman will go out and catch it for them. So.
Thank further you. Questions? Chair will entertain a motion on the public hearing request.
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard to advertise for public hearing. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.